Well, good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning, we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, so I encourage you to take a look at our handsome young guest, who I'll introduce you to here in just one second. During these election interviews, campaign interviews, I mean, you can count on us doing Facebook Live for most of them. I think last week we had an issue, a conflict. Where Joel had to cover something else that morning. But pretty much every election interview, you can count on watching it or listening to it on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So visit the website, the Facebook page at 8:29. Sit there and wait till it pops up magically, and that way you can be ahead of the curve. You can even ask questions ahead of time, and, of course, you can ask questions during the program. Sometimes I know a lot of you see these shows later on in the days. We see our numbers, our views go up throughout the day. So if you have questions, then do feel free to post those. And hopefully our guest and other guests will take a look at that later on in the day and see if they can answer that for you. My guest this morning, his name is Kerry Miller. He is the District 3 member on the Carroll County Board of Education. This is he's wrapping up his fourth year. And we're not even close to the end of the year, though, are we? It's about 3.5 years. 3.5 years right now. He'll his fourth year will conclude it this year, and he hopes to continue from 2025 for the next 4 years. That's why he's here to talk about his campaign. Kerry Miller, all the way from Billerica. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Colin. First off, I want to really thank Graded Communications and thank you for not only for having me, but for all you guys do for this community and for really getting the word out and for doing this. So thank you, first off, for the invitation this morning. A little bit about myself. I'm Kerry Miller, and as you said, I'm from Billerica, born and raised Billerica, 1984, class of 1984, Billerica High School. Actually, just a bit of nostalgia. I'm the second board member from our class. Chris Gammon, who is our star student, served 8 years. He served 2 terms, and he's a close friend of mine, a lifelong friend, and on the school board a few years back. And so I'm following in his footsteps. But I'm married to Marcia Miller. She was Marcia Shin from Carrollton, Georgia. And ironically, we went to West Georgia College together, but we didn't know each other. It wasn't that big a school then, and it was not a state university. So I tell him my age and not hers. We have 3 adult children, Brittany, Brandon, and Brooke, and all 3 of them are graduates of Billerica High School as well. And soon, Brooke will be our last college graduate from West Georgia, from the University of West Georgia. And Brandon graced us with a daughter-in-law, Lydia, a few years back, and they live out at Fairfield, so they're in District 3. I'm counting on 2 votes there coming up. So we got a great family. A little bit about me. Somebody asked me, why did you live in Billerica? I said, born and raised here. My mother was a 1960 graduate. The first year of the high school was in its current location. And so just spent my whole life. The company that I went to work for, McNeilus Companies, a concrete truck manufacturer. I went to work there in 1987, and the office was in Billerica, and they had offices around the country, and they had an office here. So I settled here. Last year, the company sold out. Now I work for a company called Revolution Concrete Mixers. It's the same company, different name, and my third owner. So I'm the national director of North America for sales. I have sales for Canada and the U.S., and I've got a team located throughout the U.S. The good news is I get to do all that, and I live in my hometown of Billerica, Georgia. So I would want to add that I'm a member of First Baptist Church, very active there, and I love my church. It's a mile from my house, and we just got a great group there. So that's what I do. I sell trucks, I work on the school board, and I go and work for my church. That's about Kerry Miller.
Kerry Miller, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, incumbent District 3 representative on the Carroll County Board of Education. So, Concrete, how's that helping you out being a Board of Education member?
So, how is...
That was almost facetious, Kerry. If you could find something to mix that in there about how you're...
Tell you this. In my job, somebody said, what about Kerry Miller? I was asked a long time ago, said, Kerry... We had a group came in about 20 years ago, and they interviewed some of the people that were in my job at the time. I was a regional manager. They said, Kerry, tell me about being a manager. I said, I really don't know. And the guy looked at me, and he said, what do you mean? I said, managers are one thing, but I'm a leader, and I lead people. And I think if you're a leader, that's not braggadocious. It's just they're leaders, and I knew that's what I was called to do. And so I lead people, and I think people that lead, it's infectious. And if leaders, they'll attract winners. And that's what I want to do. I want to invest and attract winners. And so it was naturally, when I came on the school board, you know, there's a few things that you do as a school board member. You know, they say, you know, you're there for a budget. You know, you're part of the budget process, and eventually you're going to decide on that budget as a seven-member board. You're also there to develop and to continue with your policy. So all policies under the school board. But then there's a third thing. You're there to work with the superintendent, and the superintendent actually works alongside. Ultimately, the school board decides who the superintendent would be and who would continue to be. And fortunately, we've had a good situation there, so that's been fairly easy for us so far. But the fourth thing I would say is you're an ambassador. And as an ambassador, you're out in the community, and people are going to know you. Not everybody's going to like that, but I will tell you this. If you're genuine and you can kind of get on board with what's going on and know that it's going the right direction, your comments, the things that you do, and as you walk along daily life, you're going to be selling, like I sell concrete, you're selling what's really going on. You know, we've got great facilities in Carroll County. We've got 24 great schools. We've got two CCAs. We got our Performing Arts Center. You know, it's so cool. We got all these great facilities, but really behind the curtain, if you look behind the curtain at the people and what's being invested, there's a much bigger story to tell. And I think my experience there as a leader and as a salesperson has definitely benefited me, not only with the community, but being a collaborative board and looking for wins. Because I will tell you this, Colin, I think that where people, where there's collaboration and there's consistency and things are stable, when those things are prevalent and things are going in a winning direction, you're going to attract people. And I think our teachers, if you look at currently in the state where there's a shortage of teachers, I look at what we've done as a board and as a system to support things that are going on through the county office and the leadership. We're attracting teachers. And then you say, well, how do you know that? Facts are facts. We're full. We're not looking for teachers. We're not in a shortage of teachers when there's a great shortage throughout the state. And we are the 22nd largest school system in the state, the third fastest growing of those 22. And so the third fastest growing out of 22, there's 181 school systems. We're in that top 12-13% and growing. So it's quite a daunting task, but we got a good crew. And I think all those measurables and all those characteristics have helped me. I know that's an elongated answer, but I think it plays hand in hand.
That's perfect. You talked about how attractive it is to be a teacher to work for the Carroll County School System. What can you guys do to make it more attractive to be a bus driver? Because, I mean, I understand we're still lacking in bus drivers.
Bus drivers has been a really, really tough thing. And, I was thinking about that. When I came on the school board, one of the first things that I did was I pushed the envelope about the average age of our school buses. You know, and I did a study. I went on, I looked on the websites, and I found out what the national average was. You know, there's a budget. It's only so much to go around. So one of the first things that I did was I challenged the fact that we had older school buses. If you look over the last 4 years, we bought more school buses in those 4 years. People want to drive good equipment. And so that's one thing. And we've seen that improve. It's a tough job. You come in the morning, you go out late. We are in the middle of moving our operations center and really getting on our own out by the old fairgrounds. We bought that, and that's something we've done in the last couple of years. We've got good leadership. Sean Bissell does a great job there. And then we're working on recruitment. One of the things that we're doing, we use our social media, and through Cherry Aaron and her group, we really, really want to use that to recruit. We've done better this year than ever. Think about it. We got over 150 routes. I don't know the exact number. 150-plus routes every morning and every night. And, you know, somebody was asking me, who are the important people at Carroll County Schools? Certainly, I'm just a servant leader. I'm a servant. And when you look at leadership, you got to kind of look at bottom up. I look at leadership as, you know, you're lifting everybody up, so you kind of do it from the bottom. The most important people, very first, would be those bus drivers. The care of those children are in their hands every morning. We have tried to make things safer. All of our buses are equipped with the latest technology with cameras. I think we got all of our buses now with air. 4 years ago, about half our fleet didn't have air conditioning. You ever start to flip those little sides on those panel windows? We did when I was in school. We don't have to worry about that anymore. So we see that as a big improvement right now. Right. But it is a continual thing.
Before we take our first break, I did want to, you did talk about the way you see this position now, 3.5 years into it as a Board of Education member. How much has that changed from when you ran for this office 4 years ago?
Wow, 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I felt led to run for the school board because I wanted to give back. I wanted to be a steward of what Carroll County and Villarica had given to me. I grew up here. I'd seen great people do that before. And I think about a couple of guys, Guy Davis. A lot of people wouldn't know him now. He was his son was in my class, and he got killed when we were in 11th grade. He was a dentist. He was our school board member. Later on, Bill Taylor, who's a friend of mine's dad as well, he served on the school board. And I really respected those guys because they didn't have to do that. And then I really had served in a number of areas over the years, always connected to schools, always giving back. And I thought, why not now? And I felt led to do that. I kind of understood, I thought, on a real macro level. But now, looking back 4 years later, I understand from a whole different lens. You're behind the screen. You just ask. I mean, I wouldn't have known about, the difficulty of bus drivers, but I started going to the bus barn, they call it, and I started going into the schools. And, I was known as a sports guy, and I enjoyed sports. And I think there's three areas. We're looking for academics, athletics, and the arts, and we've improved during my tenure in all of those, but it's been intentional. And so what I would say I know much more about today is versus big screens in the stadiums and turf. Those are all good things. And we want our – now I can see behind the screen where Promethean boards in every classroom and Chromebooks and also navigating through COVID. We learned during my tenure about distance learning. Mm-hmm. And we navigated through that. And we were very intentional at Carroll County to make sure we were doing the safeguards. And I was learning along with our other board members. But we wanted to come back when we could, and we did do that. And from a safe standpoint, now I've learned much more about what it means to get a kid educated, because when we get out of Carroll County schools, we want to be educated. So we want them to be either enrolled, enlisted, or employed. And see, part of that, I learned so much more about our, what the process is with our CCAs. Colin, we have 16,000 students in Carroll County, but the high school students, we have 3,600 kids involved with CCA. So our college and career academies, we're getting people. We're seeing a shift. College is still very important. But if not college, then what? And so we're seeing alternatives to that. And so we're one of the only school systems in the state to have two CCAs, and they're thriving. So I understand the whole student much more. And I tell you this, I understand the point is, I think we have to, we're visible, and I think being that cheerleader and being that motivator within the schools without being a boss, because some people might think a school board member, you're over everything. You're not. You're one of seven, and the only actual authority you have is meeting in those board meetings, public meeting, what we vote on. But you have an external role of being focused and motivated. When you're there, you're seen not just as Kerry Miller, but you're the representative. And so as I go and as I present myself to the teachers and the leaders, we've got great leaders. And I know that role is much more important than I ever realized as we continue to attract great leaders and retain great leaders. That's one of my three main principles are those things. We got to attract and retain great leaders. You say, who are the leaders? Not only the principals, not only those teachers, they're very key. And I see that role much more important than I did 4 years ago.
All right, time right now is 8:45. Kerry Miller is the District 3 representative on the Carroll County Board of Education, our guest on this morning's show. If you do feel inclined, post a question or comment to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'll take a look at that. However, I do have a little suspicion that I may only get two more questions out in the next 15 minutes with this show with Kerry. But that's fine. That's perfect. If not, I'll just try and sneak some in there as you talk. But, dude, we'll come back in 1 minute with more Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is, I almost called you Kerry Williams.
Hey, whatever works best.
All right, my guest is Kerry Miller. Who's Kerry Williams?
I don't know that person, but all right. I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they're wonderful. Kerry Miller, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, representing District 3 on the Carroll County Board of Education. We do have comments that have been posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Jessica Momtahan says, way to go, Kerry. So proud of you. And Jay Collins, a familiar name here on the program. Government needs more business-minded individuals like Kerry in leadership positions. Your challenger, also he was a former Board of Education member, Robert Pinkney. He, one of the things that stuck out early part of my conversation with him last week is that he saw that district. I mean, there's two representatives that kind of represent that Villa Rica cluster. I think the only other cluster is maybe Central. Central might have two do you see yourself as a representative of that entire cluster? Is there a divide somewhere? Or, I mean, because there is another board member. But do you see yourself as a representative of that entire Villa Rica cluster?
So to answer that question, you know, my district runs kind of south of Villa Rica, right up to the city limits, and it runs up through Van Wert Road all the way into Fairfield. We have 7 schools in that cluster. You know, when you think about that cluster, and I mentioned that we're the 22nd largest school district. If you looked at the Villa Rica cluster, where we're bumping 6,000 kids, you realize, and I don't know the exact number, I'd have to do my research on that. I'm a little remiss. There are about half the school systems in the state and several surrounding Carroll County schools that would be smaller than that cluster. It's interesting. We got 16,000 students. And so I do see myself as a representative of the Villa Rica cluster and Villa Rica people. As I mentioned, I go to church there. I was born and raised and I was invested there. But bigger than that, one of the things that I've learned in my 4 years is we talk about Carroll County schools being premier. And if we're going to be premier, and it's very important to have a collaborative board. If you got that, you're going to bring stability. And you might say, well, Kerry, we've seen your board hasn't agreed on every vote. We haven't, but I can tell you this, we've agreed on one thing. We've agreed we want to be premier, and we want to give every student an equal opportunity. And I think if you look at it that way, and I have really, I go to the schools in Villa Rica, and I point out things, and we bring our leadership there as we've needed. And I think that's been recognized. I've been very bold about that. But the other thing is I want to look at if Mount Zion Elementary School needed something, do I want to make sure that that child has the same opportunities? It's unique, and I'll tell you this, it's unique. We're the 22nd largest in the state, but we're unique in this. Many years ago, we elected to form 5 communities, and Mr. Cowart, our superintendent, really, really embraced that, and we have 5 clusters. I think you'll hear that. So we've got 5 mini systems within a system, but we want the same overbridging, overriding impact in all of them. In order to do that, you got to be very collaborative, and you got to make sure that nobody's overly selfish, and you got to make sure you're looking out for the best of which kid? Every one of those 16,000. And so if you look at our sizes of our cluster, this is one of the things that's unique. We've got 2 that are smaller in Mount Zion and Bowden. We've got Temple that's kind of middle of the road, bigger than them. Central is about 70% of the size of Villa Rica. Again, 4,000 kids, that would be a school system in itself. And then Villa Rica at 6,000, because we know there's growth in that north end. And our board has been very intentional to embrace that. You know, what we've done, we changed the lines because we can't waste space in building. We changed the lines this year, and that was embraced, and it was very, very intentional, and we'll continue.
So is that reactionary? Is that planning for the what we're expecting to see as far as more growth?
It was very, very proactive because, you know, some of the things that we saw coming, the growth came quicker, so we had to be proactive. One of the things we've done with Villarica, we're very, very much involved in all the communities. And so we're watching the growth up at Villarica and Temple along the I-20 corridor, and we're making adjustments because we can't waste the taxpayers' money and start building schools just for the sake of building them. We're moving kids where there's room while not sacrificing the overall education. And we have to be very intentional to do that because as we look at what we are as a tax base, and, you know, that's always interesting. We're doing this budget thing coming up. It's a fine line. Because 85% of our budget is on personnel. You know, you say, okay, so you got a small bandwidth. We know in this day and age, safety is a key. We invested $400,000 last year, enhancing safety with cameras and security systems, and we've got all kind of stuff. We're looking right now. My goal would be to have a SRO in every school. We've got 14 now. Some are shared. And our goal as a board, we're looking at that now to even enhance that. But there's only so many dollars to go around. And I'm proud to say that of the 22 large school systems that we're involved with, we do that per taxpayer with the second least money. And so how do you do that? Even with that, we've increased our teacher pay 3 times since I've been on the board because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I do believe that it's not about money. Nobody went into teaching just for money. But you got to be competitive. So you do that with pay, but you also do it with momentum and a workplace that people are excited about. And I think that's one of the things we've done well.
Time right now is 8:52. My guest is Kerry Miller. He is the Carroll County Board of Education representative for District 3, which is in the Villarica cluster. And we'll take our final break, come back with about 7 minutes, and we'll get 7 questions out to Kerry in that short time. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
We've got about 6 minutes left on this morning's Community Voice program. Kerry Miller, my guest, and we still haven't heard from Kerry Williams at this point. But if you're out there, hit us up on Facebook. My name's Colin Worthington. I'm going to try and get a couple more questions here before we wrap up the show. You did mention the budget. It is coming up. Do we, you know, you consider East Lost? Are there any more projects left for East Lost that you think? I mean, it may be 2-3 years away. I'm not sure right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I mean, are there more projects that need to be put out there? And I frame this question in. I mean, do we ever see a time where East Lost is not needed? And now that we've got these buildings, I mean, these beautiful buildings and things like that, based on East Lost, they've got to be maintained. So that sticks in the budget. Is there ever a time we see the budget coming back down, and every time we won't need East Lost?
That's a big question, and you know, I don't know the total answer to that. I will tell you this. If we look at the budget, we ratified a $179 million budget last year for the county. And we did that while rolling back the millage a half a point. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the key catalysts that brought that up. And our board was unanimous in that. And I don't think you would have found that many places. And I'm not trying to be cocky or anything, but I was proud that we were able to do that while maintaining a level of education for our kids and a product that we could reward our teachers. And so 22% of that increase it was a 22% increase in insurance benefits last year, totally out of our deal. And so there's things that with inflation and those kind of things that continue to go. So I think as if you look at a budget, you got to decide, okay, what are we willing to do without? And if you got to look at every dollar we spend, we need to look, we must look, how is this going to enhance education for each of our children? You know, so I think we've been able to do that while maintaining. I look forward to trying to make sure we squeeze every dollar. You know, people wonder about, you know, where does the money come from? So about 35% or so comes from the tax base. And then there's dollars from the state and federal that come on in there. And there's a big, big formula that's key if we do things different on that. So a lot of different avenues there.
Well, as far as I want to say the money that was put out after COVID, and I forget the clever name that was used for that. It's an acronym. But, I mean, that money, a lot of that money is going to stop this year.
The ESSER funds, they are going away. And I'm proud to say that we utilized a lot of that for instruction. And there was a lot of intervention and these kind of things as we brought kids back, because we got to maintain that graduation rate. The graduation rate does not start in high school. It starts in pre-K and kindergarten, these kind of things. And we've got a real good matriculation all the way through, or that doesn't happen. But what we did is we've taken a look at that, and through attrition and through getting good people, the ESSER, that there was a cap on that. That's part of the way we filled out our teachers. We looked at those people first, and to my knowledge and what Mr. Cowart reported to us, and all those people have either if they were people we needed and wanted, they retained contracts and they're on board with us now. So we've kind of merged that into the system, and I think we're looking at that in a good way.
All right. I am hesitant. I mean, I could talk to you for 3 hours, I think. Harry, and I think that you give us a lot of good information. You give us a lot of good information on education on this topic. I think people would enjoy listening to it for 3 hours. But let me just wrap it up, just handing it off to you. You've got 1 minute. I'm leaving. I'm in my house at 7 o'clock. I'm going to work. I'm in a hurry, and you come by. Not that you would come by at 7 o'clock in the morning, but this day you just happen to be there. You see me. You say there's a potential voter. Let me talk to him. Let me just give me 1 minute. Tell me why I should punch Kerry Miller at the ballot.
First thing about Kerry Miller, I'll tell you, if I'm in, I'm all in. I don't do anything halfway. People that know me, I'm all in. I said it earlier, I'm a leader. And I think today's world, we need leaders to attract leaders, but to attract people. And so I can tell you that I felt like I was the person to go in 4 years ago. And that is, somebody said, are you running against anybody? No, I'm not. I think the board will thrive whatever happens. But I will tell you this, I think I'm a much better board member today than I was 4 years ago. So I think the person you would elect today, I hope and pray that if you've heard anything from me, you've heard somebody that's done his homework. This is ingrained in me. I believe in Carroll County, and I believe for a flat fact that the board, and over the next years, we've had a great run and continue to with Mr. Cowart, and he is the leader, and he works with us. And I think as we go further, there'll come a day that he'll say, "Hey, I'm going to retire," whatever that is. I hope it's a long time away. But then the continuation of that, and I think the consistency of that, and how we're able to attract and continue to get great leaders around him, I'm that person. I think that whatever I give, I'm going to give it my all, and I want to give back to the great community of Villarica and Carroll County.
Kerry Miller is the District 3 representative on the Carroll County Board of Education. He is seeking re-election. This year he's challenged by Dr. Robert Pinckney. Those are your choices when you go to the early voting and to your own precinct, if you'd choose to wait till May the 21st. But we are in the early voting process. So, Kerry, thank you for coming down this morning. It was good to talk to you. And thank you for listening and watching this morning's Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Tomorrow on the Community Voice at 8:30, our guest will be another candidate for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. So I hope you'll tune in for that Friday show at 8:30. Have a great Thursday, everybody.